adding $500 for your retirement every month. One call, two less things to stress about, and that can help you sleep better at night. Find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. Now available in Montana. 833-39-BIBLE.
They'll never have your back. They're only using your vote to keep their power, make their money, right?
Breitbart chief and conservative Republican strategist Steve Bannon says party leaders are trying to derail Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore because they want to destroy his supporters. Another target of Bannon's was Senate Republican Jeff Flake of Arizona, who gave $100 to Moore's opponent Doug Jones.
Are you kidding me? Are you, hey, Flake, this is why your approval rating in your home state is like 11%.
The election's coming up in a week. Four wildfires are now burning in California, three of them not far from Los Angeles, and now covering a combined 65,000 acres and continuing to grow. But the biggest is the Thomas Fire that's destroyed over 150 homes. That alone has scorched over 55,000 acres, and officials say it's completely uncontained. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
British authorities charging two men with terror offenses over an alleged plot to kill the Prime Minister Theresa May. Those suspects, who identify as originally being from Pakistan and Bangladesh, are appearing in a London courtroom today for alleged conspiracy to launch a suicide knife attack at the Prime Minister's home on Downing Street. Police officials say the men were arrested last week during counterterrorism raids in London and in Birmingham. Another close call registered at New York's Kennedy Airport as one plane nearly lands right on top of another. Here's the details from Sarah Lee Kessler in New York.
It happened Tuesday in runway 13 left. A Delta jet was getting ready for takeoff when a Volaris plane from Mexico lined up to land on the same runway instead of 13 right. Air traffic controllers prevented a disaster.
They're lining up for the wrong runway. Polaris 880, go around, turn left, heading 100.
The Volaris did a go-around, no one hurt. Just last week, two planes clipped wings on a JFK taxiway.
And Congress today will be taking a look at possibly expanding concealed carry firearms rights. The House is to vote on a measure that would force every state to recognize a concealed carry permit from any other state. Backers of the measure, including the NRA, say that would give people a better opportunity to defend themselves. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Having gray skin is a big part of looking young and looking healthy. And today we're going to talk about everything from wrinkles to rashes, acne, and even rosacea. We've got a very special guest coming up, Nadine Artemis, a gifted aromacologist who works with the stars to keep their skin looking great. And today she's going to be on the Staying Young Show helping you look great. So, all right, Dr. Gammon. Let's talk about patients that come in and you look at their skin. What are you looking for? Because the skin tells you a lot about health, doesn't it?
It tells you a tremendous amount of stuff. I mean, as a person walks in the exam room, you can tell if they have that weathered look. You know, they're red in the back of the neck, maybe red in the face. They've been outside a lot, obviously without sunblock or a hat. So right off the get-go, you're going to know what type of occupation they do. And they're going to be at risk for example, skin cancer in this situation.
So when you are, when someone comes in and like they're complaining of headaches or something, do you look at their skin? Because you can tell if someone's dehydrated by looking at their skin, which is also a cause of headache. So can you sometimes deduce what direction you want to go in for a diagnosis, basically just looking at someone's skin?
Oh, absolutely. With children, for example, we can assess if they're dehydrated from a stomach flu by what we call tissue turgor, how their tissue holds together when you pinch it. So, and same in adults, you can tell a lot, especially in the elderly that get dehydrated easily.
So when someone's dehydrated, you pinch the skin, and then how do you know?
It just stays. It stays like Play-Doh. It doesn't spring back. So you can tell a lot from the skin, hydration, occupation. And, of course, you're going to look for rashes. You're going to look for signs of skin cancer, all those sort of things.
Well, it's funny you say occupation because now one of the latest things people are noticing is if people have jobs, doctors are picking up on this, people have jobs that they're in front of the computer too much. They get the dark circles under their eyes. So there's another way that you can, just by looking at someone's skin, kind of get an idea, maybe not what their specific occupation is, but maybe some of the hazards. Like, you know, if you have someone that works outside a lot, you're going to see, like you said, the skin cancers and such. But working inside isn't always better.
Right. If you're always reading or always staring at a computer screen, you tend to get saggy eyelids. Sometimes the saggy eyelids will interfere with vision, or you get, as you mentioned, dark circles under your eyes. So just looking at the skin, it's the gateway to the soul, so to speak. You can tell a lot.
I thought that was the eyes.
Well, it is the eyes, too.
But the skin, too, right?
Here I thought I was being poetic. Okay, I tried.
Hey, there was a funny story you had, and I know this is a little off topic, but it's so funny, you got to share it with the listeners, where you had a lady bring her child to you because she had this horrid rash.
Right. This young mom brought in her young daughter. She was about 4 or 5, and she was very, very concerned about this very deep red rash on each of her cheeks. And I looked at it carefully, and I got a paper towel with water and washed the mom's makeup off the daughter's cheeks.
That'd be $50.
That was the easiest money I ever made in my life.
I bet the mom was relieved and mortified at the same time,
right? I think so.
That is so funny. Well, we cannot have a show and discuss skin without talking about the real dangers of skin cancer. You know, not just skin cancer from being out in the sun, but also from tanning beds. Even now, they're saying some of the things that women are putting on their skin can affect the skin itself. And Nadine, when she comes on with us, we're going to really talk about some of those ingredients we shouldn't be putting on our skin. But I have to share my story because it's quite amazing that we were in Hawaii and you looked over and you said to me, hey, let me look at that spot under your eye. And I had this little tiny spot under my eye and you said, "Yeah, that's cancer. You need to go see the dermatologist and get it taken off." And you were so adamant about it, and I didn't want to go. And I kind of like, well, you know. So I finally get around to going. I see the dermatologist who's on call for the dermatologist who's out on maternity leave. And she says, we'll just watch it. I don't think it's anything to worry about. I come home. You are mad as all get out. You know, you're like, that is cancer. I want to take it off. So I go back, and I see the head dermatologist, and she says, yeah, I think it's cancer. Biopsy. And it was basal cell carcinoma. I mean, it was crazy because most people think of cancer, me included, and they think, oh, it's a brown spot, uneven edges. You know, you get this idea of what cancer looks like, but it didn't have the typical presentation at all. And then I had to go through the Mohs procedure.
Right. And just for our listeners, although there's many types of skin cancer, there's three main types. The basal cell cancer, often stimulated by sunlight, where you have sort of a central ulceration or depression surrounded by a pearly rolled edge. And if you don't treat that over a long time, it can develop a hole in your body. There's the squamous.
Now I got a hole in my body from the Mohs procedure. I paid for this hole in my body. Luckily, the plastic sewed me up. I think I'll be fine.
Typically, you don't die from basal cell. Then there's
typically. What do you mean typically?
Well, you normally don't.
Wait a minute. Back up.
Then you have the squamous cell cancer, which can be very irregular and brownish to all sorts of different shades of colors. That one you can die from. That can spread through your body, and that can be very serious. Again, very curable if you catch it early. And then, of course, melanoma, which is the one with the typical black, purplish spot with irregular borders. Again, if caught early, can be cured quite easily.
And if not,
you can succumb to it. And so a lot of this is use sunblock, and especially wear a hat, especially a wide-brimmed hat if you can. In Australia, they had a public health initiative many years ago where they encouraged everyone to wear a wide-brimmed hat, and they cut melanoma like 50%. It was rather dramatic.
And everyone looked very stylish.
And it looks stylish, yes.
So that's always a plus. Yeah. I got to give a plug out to our Lifeline stem cell cream because I tell you what, I am so excited that we carry this product at Executive Medicine of Texas, and it's pluripotent stem cells. So they're not from foreskin and they're not from plants. They're actually pluripotent, which means they can adapt to the skin quite well and really heal the skin. And I really think that's why outside of this sun damage thing I had, my skin has held up so well, especially after I had that really bad burn as a child. It's amazing that this is the only thing I've had from that. But I attribute a lot of that to the Lifeline stem cell cream.
Okay. Well, that's good news. And now, you know, had you really trusted me, I would have taken the cancer off myself.
What? You're really hung up on that. We're back on that. I'm like talking about this stem cell cream, and now you're back on the cancer on my face.
Yeah.
Okay, that means it's time for Doc Shock. And that's when we find something shocking in the news, or we're shocked it made the news. I love, love, love this study because my newborns had this. So if you're listening and you had a newborn or maybe a grandbaby that had to go under the Billy lights, right? Because they had jaundice. This is such a cool study. So jaundice newborns, soon they're not going to have to go on those hard, cold incubators under those Billy lights because according to the Swiss Federal Laboratories for Material Science and Technology, that is a big, long word for EMPA, new light-up pajamas keep them warm and allow them to cuddle up as they basically get rid of that excess bilirubin. Isn't that brilliant?
It's absolutely brilliant.
How come nobody thought about that before?
I don't know, but it's great.
I mean, I'm just like, why haven't we thought? I mean, I remember when Brittany was my firstborn that had to be under Billy lights. And you put those little, like, they were like these weird glasses on them. You know, they were like foam glasses. And then you stick them under the lights and they're just in there all by themselves. And I always felt so bad. They're kind of like almost naked because they just leave like a diaper under them so the skin can get penetrated.
Yeah. Of course, you can take them home and put them by the window.
Well, my second baby, I took her home and put her out in the sun.
Yeah.
She was a summer baby. So I was like, well, we can heal this real fast.
That's right.
But I just thought that was great. And how awesome is that, that technology has gotten to the point where people are thinking outside the box.
Yeah.
To solve these seemingly easy problems.
Yeah. I think a year or two ago, we had the capless people on our show. They have this cap with lasers in it, and it was approved for women with loss of hair due to chemotherapy, and it worked really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's now used for all hair loss.
Yeah. And you know, you look kind of cool because you can just wear like a baseball cap, and it lights it up.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Don't forget, go to stayyoungamerica.com. Follow us on on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, today's show is all about healthy skin. And whether you suffer from acne, wrinkles, rashes, or even rosacea, our special guest, Nadine Artemis, skin expert to the stars, is going to have a little something for you coming up.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Well, this week's Immortal Minute is about malaria. That's right. Malaria affects millions, tens of millions of people across the planet. And it's very difficult to diagnose. And without a diagnosis, you can't treat it properly. Now, scientists from the Washington University out of St. Louis have come up with a malaria breath test. Because malaria, when you have malaria, it gives off weird odors. And this test can detect these odors and give you a diagnosis. It's still in research, but this breath test that detects six different odors can spot the volatile compounds that come out of malaria. So in a recent study, it gave an 83% accurate rate in children with malaria. So they're going to try and refine it so they can get it closer to 100%. But compared to the blood tests you have to do, which take days and days to come back and often are inaccurate, this has great hope for the future.
Yeah, I got a question, though. So this test, where people have malaria, I mean, they're not exactly technically savvy, right? So are they going to have this test available where you need it in parts of the country where this is rampant?
Yes, because this will be much cheaper than the blood tests. And over in Africa, often they can't do the blood tests anyway. So this will be very simple. They'll blow in the machine and it'll light up if you have it.
Huh. That's awesome. Well, we've got a very great guest coming on. If you have skin issues, this is a guest you're going to want to hear time and time again. You may want to take the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0, which comes on after we air, and send it out to your friends and your buddies. By the way, I don't know if you know this, we've had over 2 million downloads of our podcast. But Nadine Artemis, she is of Living Libations, and you can actually find her on livinglibations.com. She's on the show with us. Thank you, Nadine, for coming on.
It's my pleasure.
Now, you know, a lot of the stars come to you and they really get their advice on skin and how to look their best. And you take great care of them. But I'm curious, why is this your passion? I mean, why is skin your passion?
Oh, that's a great question. When I was younger, I grew up near the forest. We had a cottage and I was always playing with things. And then by grade 9, I actually did a science fair project using essential oils to make perfumes. And that was sort of my first endeavor into, because I was always mixing my mom's stuff up, but it was already, you know, pre-made cosmetics. And then right. I was like, oh, there's raw materials that I can actually use. And, oh, like, that's where perfumes came from. It wasn't just from the drugstore. And so then that really fueled me. And by my teens, I was making things. I was still mixing and stuff that you could buy at the store, but it really hit home when I was 18 and I was away at university and studying, and I just had this whole other life where I started really understanding what was in the cosmetics. I understood what was in my food and I changed all that. And from 18 on, I had never ate processed food again and always ate organic. And then I just took that passion into skincare creations. And that's when I was all started to source raw materials, beautiful, really knowing the difference between what was real, what was a synthetic fragrance, and concocting my own creations. And then I had opened a store the year I graduated, and like I was 22 at the time. And so that's what I've been doing
awesome. My
whole life, it feels like.
So, you know, we talk a lot about the microbiome, but usually when we're talking about the microbiome, we're talking about the gut. But I know that you talk about it as it has to do with skin.
Yeah, and I love talking about the microbiome because I really feel like that's really the missing element for us understanding about what we're putting on our bodies. So I feel like at this day and age, we've all, well, especially your audience, you know, we've all read the blogs. We all know that, you know, there's a lot of toxic chemicals in modern skincare. And so we know that they're hormone disruptors and endocrine disruptors, and we understand that the parabens, you know, stay in our body. But what we didn't really know until the deep research on the microbiome evolved was that, you know, our skin has its own microbiome. Obviously, it's connected to the gut as well. And so when most modern skincare, when we're applying that to our skin, it's literally mutating or desecrating the microbiome of the skin. So we're really, by not understanding that huge missing piece, then our chlorine showers, putting on that, you know, classic lotion, like just, you know, it's even though there's like 1,000 skincare brands, a lot of the ingredients are the same, petroleum based, that kind of stuff. And it literally mutates the microbiome. So if you have something like acne or really any imbalance in your skin, from melasma to acne, rosacea, psoriasis, even premature wrinkles, We look at that like they're different things, or maybe that's like a skin type issue, but really the common thread between all of those skin imbalances is a microbiome imbalance.
Okay, I've got a crazy question for you.
Okay.
Yeah. So do they make like a skincare that's like a probiotic skincare, or would putting yogurt on your face work? I mean, it's a crazy question, but I mean, I bet our listeners are wondering this.
It's not a crazy question at all. And you can, like, first of all, you want to use things that don't disturb the microbiome. And so, you know, that is really working with true botanicals and, you know, ingredients like jojoba, olive oil, coconut oil. All of those are great.
Wait, so you can put olive oil on your skin?
Yes, and that would be if you just removed everything from your bathroom counter and just worked with olive oil, obviously not for washing your hair, but for your skincare, you would be way better off than, you know, buying the $1,000 eye cream. Not that I mean, $100 eye cream, like the really fancy stuff.
Yeah, a couple $100 eye cream, right?
Yeah, a couple $100, exactly. And yeah, so what I tell people, so, and then it's funny because, you know, understanding the skin's microbiome is catching up to sort of the more classic commercial beauty brands. And so you'll see they may have a probiotic or something, but it's literally like this one ingredient or like a type of yeast that's like in a sea of 50 other microbe mutating ingredients. So that's kind of funny.
They probably killed it before it ever like got on your face.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm not even sure it's alive in the jar. Honey has a lot of prebiotics and is a great.
Yeah. And just for our listeners, I need to just reiterate, prebiotics are basically what the probiotics are going to feed off of. So the little microbiomes that you need to have in your gut and on your face and on your skin, they need food. So,
yes.
So that's what we're talking about when we say prebiotics.
Yes, totally. And so you do get, there is a catch-22. So you've got, let's say you've got your alcohol toner or your sort of that benzoyl peroxide. Like if you have acne and you're putting that stuff on, you're actually disturbing the microbiome. You're disturbing the food supply, which sounds, you know, kind of creepy.
So you can make it worse.
Think about it, but you've got to leave food there for the microbiome to eat off of. And so if you disrupt that whole cycle, then you're in a whole catch-22.
All right. I'm going to stop you there because you probably can't hear the music, but we're going to be on in just a second. Well, I want to keep talking about this. This is great stuff. I also want to talk about the three steps to saving and restoring your skin. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. More on your skin.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to biotbalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new round of wildfires blazing across Southern California. The mayor of Los Angeles, Eric Garcetti, says,
"We have lost structures. We have not lost lives. Do not wait. Leave your homes."
The biggest blaze northwest of L.A. is the Thomas Fire, which has burned nearly 60,000 acres since it began the day before yesterday. But the morning commute in Los Angeles, a nightmare this morning because of a new wildfire that shut down part of a major freeway, the 405. Conservative strategist, former White House advisor, and now the head of Breitbart again, Steve Bannon, appears at a Roy Moore rally for the U.S. Senate candidate and says Moore's opponent, Doug Jones, is on the wrong side of all the issues important to Alabama voters.
Guns, abortion, immigration, trade. He's a Clinton globalist.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Looking for the Fountain of Youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, if you haven't already, grab your pen and write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100, because at the end of this and every single show, we do the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. But today, we're talking about your skin. That's right. We're visiting with skin expert to the stars, Nadine Artemis, and you can find her online at livinglibations.com. So, you know, I think Dr. Anderson had a great question for you.
Yeah, Nadine, I'm sorry. I had a question. We were talking about, the incidence of skin cancers, and, you know, we know that solar radiation. But have you noticed, even just anecdotally, or, if you take somebody, say, that's older and has some, age, sun-related skin changes, that, changing up their skin biome, so to speak, helps prevent those type of changes?
I think there's even some studies on that. I do address some of that. I do write a lot about being in the sun and that your skin is designed to be in the sun's rays. So the vitamin D that we can buy as a supplement is great that we have that option. But when our skin engages with the sun, we actually create a vitamin D3 that's water soluble. And it really lubricates us from the inside out. We have thousands of vitamin D receptors all over our body, and they need to be brimming with vitamin D3. And the skin is literally designed for it. The microbiome thrives with that. And then there are quite a number of studies that really show, devastating cancers like...
skin cancers, basal cell, melanoma?
Yes. And that the more time that people engage in the sun is actually they have like about a 40% reduction in skin cancers. And where the skin cancers were really showing up is people that worked under fluorescent lighting. And those are studies that were in the medical journals in the 80s, and that's before we even had the entire workforce.
So you're going against the dermatologist to stay out of the sun. And I'll preface it by, I'm with you.
Yeah. There was a new study, 15 minutes in the sun without sunscreen, you definitely need.
Right.
Just came out this year.
And I've always said, just you want to get some sun, you don't want to burn. That's when the damage takes place.
Yes, but interestingly, even our body, our DNA can deal with a sunburn far better than it can deal with being in the sun for a few hours with sunscreen.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I am so glad that you're sticking your neck out and saying that, because if I said it, I get chastised.
Yeah, I'm dissenting. I'm a totally disagreement with all of this.
Well, here's an observation. Here's just an anecdotal observation. I got Joe Farmer, right? The guy's been working outside, or Mr. Construction. A lot of sun exposure. He comes in. He's got the classic, leathery neck, and he's tanned and everything. He doesn't have any skin issues. until he retires and he starts sitting around watching reruns.
No. They got skin cancer on their head and their ears and the back of their
UV
neck.
Exposure.
Okay.
So patient has cancer XYZ. What do? We send them to the radiation oncologist and we use radiation to treat cancer. So the sun exposure, the little bit of radiation we get, keeps the cancers
there's
under control.
There's some dermatologist going to write in now. Oh my gosh.
You know what? There's a great
Wait a second. Let's let our expert chime in here. I've got an ally. Come on, help me out.
There's an amazing book called Myth on Myth, Sunlight and Melanoma, written by Dr. Ackerman. He was the founding father of dermatopathology. So that's like a little more advanced than dermatology. It's the study of diseases in skin. And it's a thick book. He goes through it all, and he has every study, and he debunks every dermatologist myth through studies. So it's an excellent resource. Yeah, we've really got to think about what are we offering to the sun? And so our modern diet with, you know, that's grown in the shadows of factory farming and pesticides and drinking Coca-Cola and then applying chemicals that we're like cooking in the sun with that are carcinogenic, you know, there's a whole mix going on. And so we want to think about what we're offering those sun's rays. You know, it takes two to tango.
So it is a conspiracy, just like the food industry is making us sick. So is, cosmetics and sunscreen manufacturers conspiring to give us skin cancer. That's what you're saying, right?
You know, Mark, you're a native Texan. We need to ship you out to California.
She's not your ally anymore.
Oh, please.
She's in California.
Okay.
I'm in Canada.
Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. You just bought credibility with Dr. Gammon.
Well, hold on. I kind of picked up on that when she said, like, the word about.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I'm needing my son now. Now I go into the time where I really miss it.
The winter time. The sun gets low. Yeah, we get seasonal affective disorder. That's why we should all have little tanning lights so we stay happy during the winter. So we talk about, I heard talking about how we keep the skin biome up. Dr. Gammon had a great observation years ago, and I'll get him to tell the story more in detail, but he had patients coming in with rosacea, right? Mm-hmm. Remember this? And everybody's taught that it's bacterial. And you picked up on the fact
that
when these patients were antiviral medications, the rosacea cleared up.
Right. I think this is a unique case with rosacea. Of course, we know all the spicy, acidy foods, alcohol makes rosacea worse. Yeah. But
It's a Germadex mite in the skin. So they do know it is a disruption to the microbiome now. That has been confirmed.
There you go.
Right. But I think it's due to a virus. We just haven't identified it well.
At the time you said you'd researched it and there were some dermatopathology reports that there was viral changes in the
cellular level. It was a type 4 immune response, which is often antiviral.
Which was funny because you had noticed that your patients that were taking a particular antibiotic had better.
Right.
You're like, this wasn't even why they were taking it.
Right. When we put them on antivirals for herpes, their rosacea got better.
It was antiviral. That's right. Okay.
We often recommend that people, avoid gluten. And then when we do that, the three steps, which you talked about.
Oh, yeah. That's what I wanted to go into. Good. Let's talk about those three steps.
Sometimes for people, don't even have to change their diet, which is kind of fun. Although, I'm always looking at the more underlying issues, but I do think it's fun when people, are really suffering with things like acne and rosacea, and then they can feel the results without having to go into some major dietary change. Okay. Yeah. So the three steps.
You got about 2 minutes.
Okay, stop stealing seeds. Stop, which just means like stop showering in chlorine or using antibacterial soap. And stop soaping. You don't need to ever, ever soap your face. You don't want to do that because it can disrupt the microbiome. You just want to keep the soap to like pits and privates. And
What do you do about the oil on your skin and your face?
Well, it's going to sound funny, but you want to wash with oil.
What?
It totally clears
you
up acne.
Apply oil to leather to keep it supple. What do you think is going to keep your skin supple?
Okay, so wash with olive oil.
Yeah, olive oil. My favorite is jojoba because it's actually a liquid wax, and it is the closest to our skin sebum. And people that have, sometimes it takes a few weeks, but every day I get emails from people that are like, their cystic acne or their 10-year acne problem clears up. Some, they're seeing changes overnight or like completely clearing up in a couple of weeks. And it's just so great because I think, you know, when you have an issue like that, it doesn't feel good. You lack self-confidence often in those kind of issues. So you want to seal the skin and heal it. You know how you probably talk a lot about like leaky guts.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're doing with our modern skincare is creating leaky skin. And that's through the chemical use and the over-exfoliation that we're doing. So we're removing that top layer of our skin too early. The young cells underneath are left vulnerable, and it's disrupting the whole microbiome.
So what about when I go in and get a facial? That's a bad thing to do?
Well, if you're using pure products, then it's okay.
Okay, finish out your other things.
Yeah,
you got 1 minute.
Stop.
Oh, yeah, and then seed. So that's where you want to build up your bacterial bank account, ingest probiotics, prebiotics, take that honey mask, open a capsule of probiotics, put it in the honey mask, and reseed the gut and the skin.
All right. I like that idea. Open up the probiotic, put it in some honey, rub it all over your face.
Yeah.
But then you just rinse it off?
Well, you can sit with it, and then you can leave it on overnight.
Let the cat
leave it on overnight. Yeah. Hey, honey, let me like rub up against you with my sticky face.
Stick to the sheets.
Oh, fun.
All right.
Towel on your pillow.
Nadine, you've been terrific. Want to tell everybody you can learn more about Nadine and about how to take care of your skin at livinglibations.com. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, grab a pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's the number you're going to need to play Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. Your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, today we've got a listener out of Southlake, Texas, my favorite place in the whole world. And this is Emily coming at us. Hey, Emily, thanks for coming on and playing with us.
Hi, Judy. Thanks for letting me play.
So we're going to go back and forth. Doctors are going to give you five questions. You know how this goes. Do your best. Okay. Sometimes they're really hard. Yeah, just do your best. Have fun with it, right?
Okay.
You know, that's the thing. Good radio comes from people that can have fun with it. So don't freak out if you don't know the answer.
If I can't think of the right answer, I'll try to think of a funny answer.
That's great.
All right, here we go. First question. Which grows faster, fingernails or toenails, or do they grow at the same rate? Which grow faster, your fingernails or toenails?
Your fingernails grow faster.
That is correct.
Yay!
They grow about 3 to 4 times faster. I think they turn over in about 3 months versus toenails about 6 months.
Okay, here's your second question. True or false? You have a 50% chance of getting this right, Emily.
Okay.
The wrinkles on the back of your fingers over your knuckles are actually dimples. Is that true or false?
True.
You are correct again.
And
that's right.
All the smart people live in Southwest
where
Texas.
Where the skin attaches to the tendon is a dimple. That's why I like the dimples in Judy's cheeks. Okay.
Yay.
All right, number three. Are there more nerves or muscles in the hand? More nerves or muscles?
More nerves.
That's correct.
Man.
48 named nerves and 34 named muscles.
Emily's a ringer, right, Judy?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify that.
Emily's just lucky.
Emily, I love this question here. How long would it take the average person to grow their hair to their waist?
Don't get any ideas.
How long would it take the average person to grow their hair to their waist? And I'll give you a hint. It's in years. How many years would it take the average person to grow their hair to their waist?
Okay. So it grows an inch about every month or so, and there are 12 months in a year. So let's go with 3 years.
No, your first error. It's 7 years.
Oh my gosh.
7 years.
That's how it feels when my bangs are growing out.
Interestingly, the 7 year itch also. I wonder if there's a correlation.
Gosh. Really? It has nothing to do with that. I will tell you, when I was researching this question, I did find something interesting. I don't know if you guys know this, all of you, that men and women grow hair at the same rate.
Really?
I knew that.
You did? Yeah. I thought women's like, hair just grew faster.
No. It just ours falls out faster.
Falls down and starts growing in your ears.
Yeah.
All right, number five. If you sweat for 90 minutes, can you shrink your brain? Does 90 minutes of perspiration cause atrophy of your brain?
Atrophy, no.
Oh, you bet it does. You get dehydrated, your brain shrinks.
So it actually shrinks the same amount that you age in a year. So it's like aging yourself temporarily for a year. But if you rehydrate it quickly, then it just goes back to where the way it should be. So I thought that was fascinating, a little tidbit of information.
Yeah, and I've got to get a glass of water so I can finish my question.
That's right. Well, you actually are done, Emily.
Yay!
And we're going to...
Judy, tell our listeners what Emily's going to get as a prize.
Okay, so you sound pretty young. Either you are or you just have a terrific voice. But either way, we're going to send you out some Stay Young Essential Multivitamins. And
yay!
Because she was fun and she's a female and I think she'd like this, what do you guys think about me giving her a sample of the Lifeline?
Sure. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay,
absolutely. Good.
Oh,
thank you so much.
You're welcome. And
you guys are awesome. I love you guys.
Thank you so much. We love having you on and playing with us. And if you're listening and you want to play with us, for prizes, you can always call us at 844-WELL-100. Give us your name and number, and we may just call you up to come on the show and play Medical Mania Trivia with us.
So let's continue our discussion about skin.
Ultraviolet light. I'm wearing my hat indoors.
You know what?
Now.
I wanted to ask her, and I forgot. I wanted to ask her about tanning beds. I wanted to. I know what the two of you are going to disagree heavily on this.
Between each other, or
yeah, between each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because I think that yeah, I agree with you. You should be out in the sun. There's something you get from the sun, but I don't think anyone should step foot in a tanning bed.
I agree. I think they're very dangerous, and I know Dr. Anderson agrees with that position.
Not completely, but everything in moderation can be done safely.
Not everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I bet I could think of some things that couldn't be done safely. Well, I love that we talked about skin, and I love that even our listener got a chance to get probably the Lifeline stem cell cream. I mean, I love it. And just to tell the story, I mean, for our longtime listeners, you know the story. We had a doctor who was going to come on years ago, Dr. Hale, and she was out in New York, and she's always on, like, the shows, The Doctor and all them, and all the makeover shows. And she said, well, I'm going to come on the show, but I'm going to send you this product I want you to try. And so she sent the Lifeline, and I tried it. And it wasn't until I had my headshots remade that we were like, oh, my gosh, look at this. It's like before and afters. And so that's when we really got tied in and said, you know, we need to look into this company. And International Stem Cell, they're just terrific in the fact that a lot of the proceeds actually go to stem cell research. So it's like a give-give. You know, you give back to research because you're gaining great skin all at the same time.
Right. And they're doing a lot of great research on stem cells, actually. So, you know, the future of medicine is going to be a lot in stem cells, no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Well, it's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. Judy, have we gotten the bobbleheads yet?
No, because I can't get anything out of China.
The holidays are coming up. Makes the perfect gift.
This Dementia Defender is brought to you by SmartNewYou.com and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or you can go to smartnewyou.com. Charlie does this great radio ablation procedure at the base of the tongue.
Lots of our listeners have had this.
Very, very successful and helps get rid of the CPAP machine. So it's a great, great procedure. Here's this week's riddle. Mark, are you ready?
Ready.
Okay. The more you see, the less there is. What am I? Let me repeat that. The more you see, the less there is. What am I? Send in your answers.
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. That's the number you're going to call. And here's the deal. You got to get it right. And if you get it right and you leave us your name and your information, we'll send you out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you get it wrong, then you're going to get a postcard from me saying, thanks for playing. But that's how you do it. And I, you know what we haven't done yet? We have not given a shout-out to the military. So, come on, guys. Give a shout-out for me.
Well, we have a lot of military listen to us from all over the globe. We love you. We're proud of your service. We thank you for your service, and we hope you enjoy the podcast.
And, yeah, absolutely. Because anytime this show airs all across the nation, from coast to coast, it goes to a podcast. That way we can have people listen all over. And we want to see you right back here next week listening in.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families.
I wear my blue blocker sunglasses everywhere.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician
referral. Plus shipping. The perfect Christmas gifts. Just call toll free 800-722-7777. That's 800-722-7777.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target